Okay, let's get into the next mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Mem Vav, 446. We are still in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Zayin. I don't know if there's a bigger one, but there are 8 mitzvos learned out in this one pasuk that we are still in the middle of. We are up to, I think, the 4th, says the Torah. Lo sucha le'echol b'sharecha, ma'asar dagoncha. That was the first iser of not eating dagon of ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. V'tiroshcha, wine of ma'aser sheni. V'yitzarecha, oil of ma'aser sheni. Uvacharos b'karcha, that was the last mitzvah we did. Bechor, special mitzvah of eating a bechor carbon. Tam, outside of Yerushalayim, and Balmum we mentioned, it does not apply to. Bekarcha vitzonecha, those two next words are today's mitzvah. That is the isra of eating carbon chatas and asham outside of where it's supposed to be eaten. We will get to every phrase coming up also. There are separate mitzvahs learned out by Chazal based on all the words. So again, I'm not sure, but it could be that we are in the middle of the pasuk, which teaches us the most mitzvos out of any in the Torah, 8 mitzvos in this one pasuk. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo le'echol mi'besar chatas v'asham, it is also to eat from the flesh, the meat of a chatas and an asham, v'afilu ha'kohanim, chutz le'kala'im, outside of the curtains, outside of the area where it is supposed to be eaten. Outside of the kila'im, outside of the curtains of the Mishkan, or of the Beis HaMikdash, as it turned into. Pirshu Baalei HaKabbalah, She'isr Zehu Bechlal Osucha Lechol B'Sharecha, Bikarcha Vitzonecha, the next two words in the Pasuk, the cattle and the sheep. These are referring to Karbanos, Chatas and Asham. Shekin Amru Zecharnam Levracha, that's what the Medr says, Lo Ba'akasav, Ela Lo'ochel Chatas V'Asham, Chus L'Kla'im, She'over Belo Saseh. As we know, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa for Kohanim to eat kachay kachim. Kachay kachim are off limits totally for Yisraelim, but for Kohanim there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat it. The Rambam describes this mitzvah in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos in the 10th parak. We discussed this back in Sefer Shmos where the mitzvah was. The Rambam tells us, Achilas hachatas v'ha'asha mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah of eating chatas and asham is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Shene'emar v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. We'll talk about this with Hashem in a couple of minutes. The Kohanim eat it. HaKohanim ochlim u'bailim miskaprim. The Kohanim eat it, and the Bailim are miskaper. Yisrael is never allowed to eat kachay kachim. It's off limits. And it's only eaten for zichrei kahuna. V'uadin. And then the Rambam says, and the same thing l'shar kachim, she'ochlin ha'kohanim she'achilas in mitzvah. The same thing for other karbanos. But it's fascinating, we pointed this out before, that the Rambam says, the mitzvah says to eat chatas and asham, and other karbanos as well. As if that's a secondary level. The Iker mitzvah is kachay kachim, chatas and asham. Ola, b'ez Hashem, that's the next mitzvah. That's Taf Mem Zayin, the iser of eating psar ola. But this iser is what they're supposed to be eaten, but you eat it outside. But the mitzvah says to eat it. Mitzvah says in the proper place, and hu adin l'shar kachim. And what about achila shiyarei amenachas mitzvah say, eating a carbon mincha? Except for what is burned, the komets that is burned on the Mizbeach. That's also a mitzvah asay. So this is the Rambam in Hilchas Ma'aser Karbanos. This is an interesting Mishnah L'Melech. Once it's open there in Hilchas Ma'aser Karbanos, he says, Nira demilsa de pshitahi, it's obvious to him, Shaha Kohen, Mivarech, before the Kohen eats. May we vada beis hamikdash. We'll get a beis hamikdash back before the Kohen eats his chatos or asham, he says, Asher kedushado b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol chatos o asham. Right, so we're used to this only by duchening, but it says lachor should apply to all mitzvahs of a kohen. Right, he's commanded b'kedushaso shel Aaron. There's no ba'ava here. There's no peh, but giving a bracha. It's a personal mitzvah, but the Mishnah Melech assumes that. V'kol zeh mizbayer, and I know this from what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Trumos by Achilas Truma. That there he talks about a bracha. So here too, l'chora, when the Kohen eats it, it is a mitzvah asay de'oraisa. So today's iser is if a Kohen does eat it, but he does it in the wrong spot. He eats it outside of the azara. The kachay kachim could only be eaten in the azara. They eat it outside the azara, which is called the kla'im, the curtains. So then, that is an iser d'oraisa. If you look at the Mefarshim at the end of Maseches Zvachim on Mishnayos, they talk about why the lashon of kila'im is used. If you look in the Mishnayos there, the Mishnayos say, Achahu lohu kama mishkan. Remember the last parak in Zvachim talks all about the stages of Jewish history, which we mentioned a couple of mitzvahs ago, relating to bamos. Before the mishkan was built, bamos mutaros v'avodah v'becharos. Mishuhu kama mishkan nesra abamos avodah k'bakonim. Kachi kachim l'nechal l'fnim and aklaim kachim kalim b'chol machane Yisrael. And then we continue. And klam are also mentioned in the Mishnayos and Ezel Makomon, which is talking about Beis HaMikdash. So why are we still talking about the curtains? In the Beis HaMikdash, there were no curtains, there were walls. Right, so why would he talk about still doing my kloyim? So the Mishnah, the Tosas Yantav, and other Mefarshim here at the end of Zvachim discuss why that Lashon is used. Interesting suggestions. But here, the Sefer Chinuch uses that Lashon to tell us that the Isser is eating Chatas and Hashem outside. Ukimochin, also included in this Isser, remember all the Torah says is Bechoros, that was yesterday's mitzvah, Bekarcha v'sonecha. So it's animals. A bakar and so on, that could be kachi kachim, but it could also be kachi kalim. So the chinuch says, included in here is also, kamochin, ochel kachim kalim, chutz lechoma bechlal iser zeh. That's also included. Kamosha baba gemara makas, like the gemara says in makas, ha ochel davar chutz lemakom achilaso, lo sucha lechol besharecha karina bay. If anybody eats their karban outside where it's supposed to be eaten, they violate this iser. Interesting though, the Minchas Chinuch points out that the last mitzvah we had was a separate Isser. It was the Isser of eating a Bechar Tam outside of Yerushalayim. The first three, if you remember, were eating Maaser Sheni. So far, those are separate mitzvahs. Now we have two mitzvahs relating to the Isser of eating a Karban outside of its proper place. So the Minchas Chinuch just wonders, why does Bechar get its own Avera? Eating the Bechar Tam outside of Yerushalayim is one Avera. That was Taf Mem Hei. And Taf Mem Vav is eating Chathas and Hashem and all other Karbanas. Then the next mitzvah is going to be eating Ola, period. So that we understand is a separate mitzvah. Because an Ola is supposed to be totally burned on the Mizbeach. And if you eat any of it, anywhere, that's going to be an Avera. But in terms of the place, why does Bechar get its own mitzvah? So he doesn't explain it, but he says there might be a Nafkamina relating to the issue that he always likes to bring up, and that is one of Hasra'ah. Rashi says in Shvuas Daf Chaf that one has to mention the pasuk, the specific pasuk that one is going to violate before one gets punished, before one gets malchus. Right? So who is that? So which pasuk would you have to mention in this context? If by all other karbanos, so then one could say that one would violate this avera. What about Bechar? What if somebody's about to eat Bechar outside of Yerushalayim, and I warn them with this mitzvah, with this iser? I only say, Bechar chavetzonecha, would you violate? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes not, because there the iser is Becharos. So he says, L'mayin nafkamina, why are there two mitzvahs? I don't know why, he does not suggest a reason why it would be counted as a separate mitzvah, but it is important to note that it is two separate isurim in the minyan ha-mitzvah. So that's what he says in Os Aleph. After Bechar ganke bechal kashikalim, nechshav lalav bifnei atzmo. That is the Minchas Chinuch's ha'ara. Good, let's continue, and then maybe we'll talk about Chatas and Asha. First, let's talk about the Shorish of the mitzvah. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, le'echol kol karban b'makam yuchad. The Shorish is to eat every karban in its spot, kidei she'yachavnu libam ochlav ala kaparish ne'echalim b'shvila. As we know, eating of the karban brings a kapara. That's part of the process. As the Gemara says in Pesachim, kohanim ochlim u'bailim iskaprim. It's automatic. The kohanim eat it, and all of a sudden the bailim achieve kapara through that eating. So that eating is a special type of eating. It has to take place in the most special of spots. So if there's a special place for this to be done, then it does not achieve that status, that result, if it's done in the improper place. The kohanim won't eat it properly. If we don't eat it in the right spot, yadua davar ze ubarur, this is very clear. The idea of eating l'shem shamayim and achieving kapara, not only achieving kapara, but all l'shem shamayim, so that is something that there are many sources related to that. The Rambam made this famous in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam in Perek Gimel discusses that all one's actions, not one's eatings, so the Kohen eating the karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, fine. But really, in a greater sense, in a wider sense, everything that we eat can be like a karban. If it's all l'shem shemayim, if it's all to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, Tzarech ha'adam sheyechavein kol ma'asav kulam, all of my actions, kedei leidas Hashem Baruch Hu bilvad, to know Hashem. And therefore it has to be proper when it's being done, how it's being done, where it's being done. That could be one message of this mitzvah. You can't just eat wherever you want. You can't just eat. You can't eat. You can't eat in the shuk. You can't eat in a place where it's not derech eretz. Right? That's an idea behind this mitzvah. V'yehi shifto v'kuma v'diburo. The Aaron continues. My sitting, my lying, my talking. Hakol u'maze adavar. It's all l'shem shemayim. And then he talks about when you do business, it has to be in order to support my family, in order to have enough to eat and drink v'chulu. All in the context of avodas Hashem. V'chein kishe yochal v'yishte v'yivol. When I eat, when I drink, lo yasim alibo la'asos dvarim halalu k'dei lehanos belvad. It's not just to enjoy myself. O shenimsa she'ino ochal v'shose ela hamotok l'cheich. Right, I'm only going to eat what's sweet? No. Yasim alibo she'yochal v'yishte k'dei lehavras gufo v'yivar belvad. I have to eat to remain healthy. And therefore, I should eat healthy things, the Rambam says, and not eat things that I'm going to pay for later, because it all has to be in the context of Avodas Hashem. Nimsa, skipping now, says the Rambam, Hamahalich b'derech zu kol yamav. If somebody follows this path all their way, all their days, meaning they only eat what they're supposed to eat, l'shem shemayim, and they drink, and everything they do, so then kulan, all his days are Ovedas Hashem tamid. Afilu b'shash enosim enoten, afilu b'shash enboel, even when he's eating and drinking or being with his wife, v'b'dei shemachshav aso bakol, k'dei sheyimsa tzrachav, ad sheyeh gufa shalim la'avodas Hashem. Even when he's sleeping, person can do a mitzvah when he's sleeping. How can do a mitzvah? Person can do a mitzvah when he's sleeping. Says the Rambam. Afilo b'shashu yashen im yashen la da'as k'desha nuach tenuach daito alav v'yanuach gufo. In order to get refreshed, k'desha lo yechla, so I don't get sick. V'lo yuchal avod as Hashem, and I won't be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, sheina shalom, nimse sheina shalom avod alamakom Baruch Hu. The sleeping itself. I always thought that there was a diak in the Gemara like this. The Gemara at the end of brachas, which lists off all of the brachas that we say every morning. All the brachas, okay, chaver malbush arumin, all the brachas. What's the first one on the list? The first one on the list is hamapil. Hamapil is the first one on the list. How was hamapil the first one? Hamapil should be the last one on the list. Why is hamapil the first on the list? So maybe the Gemara is trying to emphasize this point of the Rambam. It's to emphasize, if I go to sleep, l'shem shamayim, I also make a bracha on that. I'm going to sleep, not only because that's when the halachic day starts. Okay, there might be another answer, but it might be emphasizing that everything has to be in the context of L'shem Shamayim. So that is the Rambam and Hilchos Deos, but that's also what's mentioned here by the Chinuch. And that is all of the eating that is done by the Kohanim for sure has to be done L'shem Shamayim, and it has to be done in the correct spot. Good. There is a topic that we've touched on in the past, and that is generally the eating of Karbanos. Eating of Karbanos. There are two interesting Gemaras. The Gemara in Psachim, two Gemaras that give off the same impression. The Gemara at the beginning of Psachim, tells us that there were three people, three Kohanim talking, totally different context, but three Kohanim talking about their Karbanos and that they had just eaten. Hanut Lasikani. Chad Amar, Luhu, Higiani Kapul. They were all talking about that they ate the lechem upon him. So one was saying to his friend, yeah, I got a bean size of lechem upon him. I like a pool. The Chad Amar, Higiani Kizayas. Oh yeah, I got an olive size of lechem upon him. The Chad Amar, Higiani Kizanav Halata. Oh, I got the size of a lizard's tail. That's as much of lechem upon him. And the Gemara in the context here is talking about Lashon Nekiya. Why the guy used a non-kosher animal to describe how much lechem upanim he got? Badku, they did their research and they found that he didn't come from a kosher family. He didn't come from a miyuchas family. That's the gemar. So out of context, though, you see from there they were all saying how much lechem upanim they got. So the first opinion is that he only got a bean size. Isn't every mitzvah saseh and every los saseh the shear is a kezias? All of a sudden here by lechem upanim he said, oh, I even got a bean size. And the Gemara is even more elaborate in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamedtes, tells a story about in the times of Shimon HaTzadik, there was tremendous bracha in the lechem upon him. And you could eat just a little bit, and one can be satiated. The Gemara says, "Vinishtalcha bracha ba'omer ubishdei alechem uvlechem upon him." There was tremendous bracha in all of the during this time of Shimon HaTzadik. The kol hakohen shemagia kizayis, and every kohen that got a kizayis of lechem upon him, yesh ochlo v'saveya. Sometimes you were satiated, yesh ochlo b'mosir, and sometimes you ate a kizayis and like you couldn't eat anymore. You just left it over. There was such bracha. But mikan ve'elech, and this is the key line for us, but after the Shimon HaTzadik's times, nishtalcha me'era ba'omer u'b'shtei alechem u'v'lechem apanim. It wasn't as the magic of the lechem apanim and the other karbanos did not last. They called koin magio kapol. They only got the size of a bean, which is smaller than a kezias. Vatznuin moshchines yideihem. And the tznuin amongst them pulled their hands away. They stopped eating lechem apanim. The question is why? Isn't it a mitzvah to eat lechem upon him? Why they pull their hands away? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim there. right? Why they pull their hands away? So he says, Dafka magio kapul, aval kezayis lo hayamoshchin yidan. If they each would still have gotten a kezayis, they wouldn't have stopped eating. They only stopped eating because they got a bean size. Why? Ki dimu lekayem mitzvah achila. Because they wanted to get a mitzvah daraisa of achilas karban, which would mean a kezayis. Aval kan lo hayam mitzvah achila legamre. Kivan she'im shem ela kapul. Here it wasn't a complete ma'isa achilo because they only got a little bit. V'lo hayu seveyin, and they were not satiated. So this is the Tosfos Yerushalmi. Tosfos Yerushalmi seems to be saying that a complete mitzvah da'oraisa of eating any mitzvah, let's say kezayis of matzah, big discussion. It flows from the sugya of chatzi shir, which is said in the context of yisurei da'oraisa. In the beginning of the last paragraph of Maseches Yuma, if somebody violates this da'oraisa but only eats half of a shir, so machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The question is how to apply that to mitzvahs. If I eat half a kezayis of matzah, is that worth anything? If I only have a half a kezayis of matzah. So that's this sugya of the Tosfos Yerushalmi. Tosfos Yerushalmi seems to be saying that it's not really worthwhile to eat a half a kezayis of. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. It's a question of how to read this Tosfos Yerushalmi. He said it's not a mitzvah legamre. It is something, but they decided they didn't want to eat it because it wasn't, you didn't have the nes associated with it in any case. But if you look in the Maritz Chayas on that Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lametes, he quotes from the Chasam Sofer. It's also in a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, but I'll read it from here. He quotes beautiful. He says, you should know that this is not true in all cases. The be'emes efshar lomar b'chol achilas mitzvah im ein kezayis min matzah omar chayiv lechol al kol panim. Kol ma'asher mosi afilu pachas mikashir. Really, says the Chasam Sofer, could be by general mitzvos, even chatzi shir is significant. Eat a chatzi shir of the mitzvah. V'shayni lechem aponim. Lechem aponim is different. And that's why maybe that Gemara in Pesachim that we started off with, he only ate a bean. And in this Gemara, it sounds like it's snuim. Maybe there was a mitzvah, but they wouldn't want to because the bread was cursed. Says the Chasam Sofer, lechem aponim is different. De'eno mitzvah hamutal al haprat. Raka mitzvah al kol kohane beis av she yisachel lechem aponim. V'im nisachel adi achar gamki niskayma ha-mitzvah u'mipizeh mashchu yideyim. Says the Chasam Sofer, a big chiddush. By most mitzvahs I say to eat things, by matzah v'chulu, that's a mitzvah on the gavra. But lechem aponim and by karbanos, the mitzvah is to make sure it is eaten, not that it is a mitzvah for me to eat. So even if somebody else eats, I'm being mekayim my mitzvah. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's why they pulled their hands away. But really, it could be, if there's a mitzvah daraisa on the gavra, even a chatzi shir, would be worthwhile to eat. Just there's one PS on this discussion, and that is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi writes in a tshuva that even if the Chasam Sofer is right, meaning this idea that all karbanos are focused on the chefza of being eaten, there's one karban that focuses on the gavra. And I have to eat it myself, and that, of course, is karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a different kind of karban. That's why there are two separate mitzvahs counted by the Rambam. Shchitas karban Pesach and achilas karban Pesach. Masha'en kein by other karbanos. That's definitely a mitzvah on the gavra, not just on the chefza to have it eaten. But either way, our mitzvah today is where you didn't do it properly, where you ate it outside of the place where you're supposed to eat it, so you didn't fulfill it anyway, even if you would have eaten the requisite shir. Continuing now, Dini HaMitzvah B'Zvachim. Look there for the mitzvah. It's all in Masechet Zvachim. There's issues of eating outside. V'noeg Yisur Zeh B'chol Makom. And this Yisur applies everywhere. She'afilu HaMakdish Hayom. Chatas va'ashem. If somebody's makdish today, a chatas or an ashem va'avru va'achlu mehem afilu akonim kezayis, and they ate out. I was makdish a carbon, then I shechted it outside and I ate it. Chayav malchus bizalav. I'm going to get malchus besides the iser of meila of benefiting from the base of mikdash. He adds, but I'm going to get. This is one of the isurim that apply bizman hazeh. Again, I can't be makdish a carbon today, but there is an issue of what can I do with a carbon today, and that is, I should say, carbonus. Right, once we're talking about karbanos, it's been a while, we should remember the Gemara Maseches Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah that says, Avram Avinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be with my Am Yisrael? So Hashem says, don't worry about it. the karbanos are going to save them. Avram Avinu says, and what about after the Churban Beis HaMikdash? What are they going to do? There's nowhere b'schus ha-karbanos. Ribbono shel olam, says Avram, Shem achaz v'sham Yisrael chotim lefanecha, v'ata osa lehem kadara ma'abol kadara flaga, amar lo lav, amar lo ribbono shel olam b'ma eida, amar lo, take these karbanos, amar lo ribbono shel olam, tedach v'zan shebeis ha-mikdash kayam. What about after? Amar lo, Hashem says, k'far tikanti lohem seder karbanos. Right, you can't bring this kavanas. We can't actually do these. It's not a good idea to have a chatas and an ol, or an ashram or an ola walking around today. Say the kavanas, and you have to look so far in the Shulchan Aruch. Simin Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that we have to say the kavanas. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hey Tov Lomar Parshas O Akeda Parshas Aman Vaseres Adibres Parshas Ola Umincha Vishlamim the Chatas Va'asham. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mefarshim explain that even though from the Shulchan Aruch it sounds like you should say these sections of the Torah, we're yotzei through Ezeo Makoman. The Minog, the Shulchan Aruch quotes is to say Ezeo Makoman. The Magen Avraham quotes this in order to be able to have Torah Shebichsav, we say the Karbet Tamid, and then we have Mishnah, Ezeo Makoman, and then we have Gemara, the Brice is Rabbi Yishmael. So we have Tanakh and Mishnah and Gemara. So saying Ezeo Makoman takes care of all the Karbanas, because all the Karbanas are mentioned in Ezeo Makoman. But either way, we should say something. The Karbet Tamid, and the Parashah of the Ola, and the other Karbanas, that's something that we should try to be Makpid on. That just means we just have to get to Shul on time, and maybe be able to say it in the proper way. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time with the issue of Karban Ola, and hopefully talk about the relationship between Ola and Chatas and Asha.